The time is 12:43. Time to get 25% off Cool Sculpting at the Skin Center. Jim Leland coming up at the top of the hour to talk all things baseball. Can't wait for that. Always one of my favorite people. Always one of my favorite guests. So we'll look forward to talking baseball with Jim at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, we're talking Pirates now. Neil Huntington still insisting the Pirates are close. They're close. A matter of getting healthy. They'll be able to get back into it. A week to 10 days of good baseball, they'll be right back into it. Are you buying it? I'm sorry. I'm really not. Are you? 412-928-9370. Let's get out to the lines. A bunch of people want to have their say, starting with Mike in Youngstown. Hey, Mike, welcome. How are you?
Good cooking, good cooking. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. You make the show better. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, that's nice. But the comment that I would like to make is I look at the Pirates' schedule July 28th until, I'm sorry, till June 28th until July 17th. We play 16 straight games against Milwaukee, Chicago, and St. Louis. And I think what the Pirates are thinking is, let's see where we're at the end of that stretch, and then, you know, decide whether or not we're going to, you know, start to make some trades or not. I don't see it happening before then. As far as untouchables go, there are, in my opinion, about 10 people that I would never, ever trade. I don't know if you would want to hear their names or not. But
well, 10, go for them quickly, but I can go up with 4 or 5, but not 10. Go ahead, real quickly.
Tyon, Trevor Williams, Lyles, Birdie, Santana, Crick, Cabrera, Reynolds, and Osuna.
Well, I mean, you got some guys on there, Mike, that I wouldn't even think of. Cabrera, for one thing, is an older veteran player. He's got a one-year deal. He's be very much coveted right now, I would think, for a bench player. And some of these other guys you mentioned, Santana coming off of injuries, Osuna, what has he done? I mean, I'm not quite sure your list. You didn't mention guys that I would have on that list. Josh Bell, for instance. You didn't mention Reynolds. You didn't mention Vasquez, who I would really, really be reluctant to move. But Josh Bell, obviously, I think is a piece you build around. Crick, I'll give you that. I like him. He's a young guy and a good contract, and we know that's always important to the Pirates. Mike in Vandergrift. Hey, Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you. You make it better. What do you got?
Well, I would say that I think we're in it. I think we're a good hot streak away, and, you know, we just listened to the last gentleman who said, you know, the teams that they're playing, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Chicago there. I think we can climb right back in this because there's nobody in this division that's running away with it or that's taken off with it like Minnesota is or the Dodgers are or anything like that. The only thing I would say, I would not trade a guy like Marte or unless you can get a good pitcher in return. And I realize that starting pitching is at a premium and it's hard to get. But, you know, you give up on the season now. I really think that the Pirates have a good core as far as their everyday players. Right now, the pitching staff seems like it's in a shambles, but it's getting better. Rodriguez is getting better. Crick looked good the last couple times out. Brault is coming around, you know. So I'd say stay with it, man. Let's stay in there and win the division, and don't talk about wild cards.
Mike, you're the kind of fan they love to have. You realize they're just coming off a 2-8 trip, so I don't see a lot to be optimistic about. I'm sorry, I don't know. Is Trevor Williams going to be strong when he comes back? Tyone's not going to be back for a while, so I don't know what to expect from those guys. But my goodness, I see nothing to think that they can get back into it. The Cubs and Brewers look like they're a lot better than to me. And St. Louis is starting to put it together and win a few games, too. So you're the kind of fan the Pirates love, and God bless you. But I just don't quite share your optimism here. You're 7 games below 500. You are what your record says. That's worse than the division. You say no one's running away with it. What did Cincinnati start, like 2-12 or something? They have a better record now than the Pirates do. So I don't quite share your optimism. We're going to go to a third consecutive Mike here. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Ron, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, appreciate it.
Hey, I think if I was gonna, had the ability to make the moves here, Polanco would be my
I think he's say it again now, Mike. You faded in and out of me. You said Polanco would be a guy you try to move?
Polanco would be a guy I would definitely get rid of.
Well, again, he's been so inconsistent. What are you going to get back for him? You're going to get back a lot more for Marte.
You're not. Yeah, you are. But I think the guys that we need to get rid of, you're not going to get a lot back for. Marte, I would keep. What I would like to do with Marte, and it would never happen, is to put together a performance-based contract for him.
Forget. You know, come on, Mike. You know better than that. There's no performance-based contracts.
Right.
He's got a contract. He's got his guaranteed money. So don't waste time by saying this, okay?
Right. Okay. Now, Vasquez, I think the Pirates definitely have to keep. If for no other reason, this day and age, and everybody's out to get as much money as they can, he gave them a friendly deal.
Beyond friendly as it looks right now. Now, these things are always subject to change. You know, he signed for the next 4 years at an unbelievable price. It's just, so that's the kind of guy they love, right?
I think so, and I think you need to reward a guy that does it. Now with guys like Archer and Cervelli, if they would get cut, does their salaries count against the cap next year?
There is no cap. There is no cap.
I'm sorry, that's right.
There's no cap in baseball, and if you cut them, Mike, you're paying them. So their contract is guaranteed. Now, Cervelli is a free agent at the end of the year. He's their highest-paid guy now. I think he's at 11.5. But that's off the books next year. Archer signed for, what, two more years after this one. They have a buyout in there if they don't want to bring him back. They don't have to pay him the full price. But there is no cap, and those guys, if you just release them, they're not going to just release Archer. They could buy him out maybe, but they're not going to release him. Jeff in Uniontown. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have an interesting point. Player development, pitcher development to be specific. At what point are we going to start saying that the Pirates are not equipped to develop all of these young pitchers? Glasnow down in the minors was tearing things up, came up, and he just wasn't doing anything, and everybody gives it the old, well, it just wasn't going to work out here. Kind of like, you know, if you met a girl and just decided, well, you know, things didn't work out with her, it wasn't going to work out anyways. But like Keller, he's going on his second. He had two bad starts. He's going on his third. If we drop the ball on him, at what point is it player development?
Well, I mean, that's fair. Jeff, and thanks for the call. I got to take a break for the top of the hour. If Keller has a bad night tonight, that doesn't mean he'll necessarily never make it. Some of these guys take a little longer. I told you, the organization, I was told, like JT Brubaker, better than Keller. And then Brubaker got hurt early in the season and still, you know, just now starting some throwing and hopefully working his way back. But you're right. They have to have some of these guys. Glasnow was a big failure for them. Ends up going to Tampa, looked tremendous, but had an arm injury that's going to miss at least 2 months of the season. So you wouldn't have him here, I guess, if the same thing happened. But Keller's going to be an interesting case for him. I want to see what Brubaker can do. Maybe not this year, but next year. But you're right. They're certainly questionable for those to question their development of those guys. Let's go to Dave on the North Shore real quickly before I break. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, I would try to package something. Of course, Dickerson, maybe Dickerson, Cervelli, and I don't know whoever this Chisholm Hunt guy is.
Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. You're not going to get anything for those guys. Dickerson maybe is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. You want to package Cervelli, who's making $11.5 million and may not be able to catch again because he's had concussions, and Chisenhall, who hasn't played all season long. What do you think you're going to get back for them? Come on. You guys are smarter than that. You're not going to get anything. You know, I can put together a list of 10 guys I'd love to see him trade and hope they could get back an all-star, but that's not going to happen. You got to be realistic. Now, you give up a Marte, you may get something in back. You give up a Vasquez, you're definitely going to get a lot back. But come on, you know, Chisenhall and Cervelli, please. Jim Leland next at the top of the hour, right after Hagman's update here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.